Hello, listeners, and welcome to the latest episode of Injury Time Extra, a series where we bring you interviews with players and radio stories which talk about these players. Accompanying me today is Sandeep. Sandeep, why don't you tell us about the guy we have on show today?
So this episode, which is coming just before the East Bengal versus Bengaluru FC match happening in Bangalore. And we journalists were lucky enough to get an interview with Robin Singh.
Former Bangalore man.
He spoke a lot about his affection to the city, to the club, his time when he was out
injured. Did he speak about his affection to the club?
Yes, he did. He spoke a lot about his affection to the club. He spoke about the fans, the club itself, the city that he admires, and apparently goes on long walks in the night. So in case you are you think somebody, you ran into someone who looks like Robin Singh, chances are it might just be him.
Probability some more.
Yeah, and anyway, so he had a good conversation.
Yes.
And
a frank talk. He was pretty frank in his opinion and things he said.
As always, very eloquent in his conversation. And we would like you to have a listen to it.
Yeah, before that, disclaimer, it was recorded in a restaurant. So there is ambient noise and things that, to the extent we could clear it, we have done it. But we are really sorry for the whole ambient noise. We just hope that you enjoy this.
Return to Bangalore in a different shirt, color.
Yes, it's good to be back. I've missed playing in Bangalore. This time with East Bengal, whether or not, as I said, I love the city. I love playing football. So whether it's East Bengal or not, or BSC for that matter, I'm just happy to be back for now. And hopefully, I know most people won't agree with what I say next, but hopefully we win tomorrow.
Yeah. So how do you think the fans will react when you come out?
I don't know actually, you know, that's a question in my head as well. But, you know, as far as I know, West Block, the year for Indian football. You know, they will be on the other side, yes, but the year for Indian football. So I'm sure it's going to be fun and I'm going to love playing. Not just me, we as East Bengal are going to love playing in Bangalore because a lot of boys on this team that have not played here before, especially the internationals, have spoken a lot about how Bangalore is as a city, how the fans are as a city, and we're all looking forward as a team.
Can you recall the last match, especially the match changed after the Etihad incident?
Okay. See, incidents as a footballers and people who are, I don't know, football's about, you know, playing with your heart. And being a physical game, what happened, happened. But did we take it off the field? No. It's a game of 90 minutes plus, and you know, there's obviously going to be heated tempers, but it can be called as one of the biggest games, you know, whereas the rivalries are concerned. So it was just a more off the moment or in the moment kind of a thing, but it's done. It's done. You know, we all spoke after. No problem. The game's done. It's never easy coming back from, you know, injury, especially it's known as a common injury, which is common to footballers, but at the same time it's not the easiest injury to come back as a human from, because it's obviously, you know, it's massive. But as a person, I would say that I'd never had the thought of giving up, and I'd never give up. Whereas you say it was a struggle coming back, it just makes you work harder. You know, it just keeps me going. I have to go. This is what I love doing. This is my life. You know, whereas football is concerned, this is what I do, and I love playing for my country. I love to play for my country, no matter if I get injured again or not. I'd love to play for them whenever, wherever, however I can. And if I have to put it in a sentence, I'd play for my country till I drop again.
So you played for two clubs which are actually
right.
Big fan bases, like East Bengal and Bengaluru. So how was the reception when you actually left East Bengal, joined Bengaluru, and the moment you rejoined East Bengal? So
The moment where I left Bangalore was obviously something in my head that I didn't want to do, because I loved Bangalore as a city to begin with. Bangalore club was a family, still a family to me. The fans, you know, it's not just me, everyone agrees that they're probably the best fans in the country, and not just for Bangalore but for Indian football. So, you know, yes, when you leave family, it's always a sad moment, but I always knew they'll have my back. And tomorrow might just show whether they have my back or not.
So, how's the reception in East Bengal anyway?
The East Bengal, again, East Bengal was my first club, and I thank them for taking me back, and I thank them for the previous opportunity, because as a 18 or 19 year old, signing for a big club like East Bengal was a massive achievement. So yes, I've had good times there. Whereas if you're kind of putting it onto a comparison, there is no comparison. They're two clubs who hold their own respect and their prestige is to themselves. Yeah, but I've played for both. I've been honored enough to play for both the clubs with the present scenario where when I reached East Bengal. It just felt like old times. They were happy to see me, and I just wanted to get back to playing football. You know, we all knew and we all know, let's be honest, it wasn't the best of the ISL, but you know, I'm not going to blame my injury. I just have to work harder and probably beat where I left off.
This season,
when you are an international player, and Indian football generally runs on short-term contracts.
Right.
So when you are coming back from injury, was it difficult to find a club?
The definition of short-term is a lot different for a lot of people. You know, 365 days can be a short term for some. 365 days can be the longest term for some. Whereas contracts are concerned, I play for the club and I play for football. I don't play for my contracts. I play for the fact that I love playing football. And yes, I was injured, but again, you know, it's the belief that the club will have on a player like me, and it's the belief that a club bestows on its team. So my job as a personal footballer, my job personally was just to work hard, and whatever comes my way comes my way. And God blessedly, I had East Bengal this time, and I will make the most of it. And we as a team were great. The boys in the team are great. The mentality in the team right now is good. They're all hungry to play football. They're all hungry to play good football. And that's what we're here to do. You know, Bangalore FC, nothing to take away from them. They're the champions. And they will put up a fight, but so will we. We're here to play great football, and hopefully the city of Bangalore will have great football from both teams.
Top of the table with 8 games to go.
Mm-hmm.
What has helped this team to click this way?
As I said, you know, it's a great set of teammates, and obviously having talent in the team helps you a lot. But nothing beats hard work and dedication and focus. So we as a team are focused at the moment. We as a team, we want to win, and we as a team, we will do whatever it takes to win. Whereas what's clicking, I think the boys know that this is a team sport. We need to play together to win, and that's what the boys have been doing in the past 10 games, if I may be correct with the number of games that we have played. So we want to play great football, and we want to win the league. I think the idea in everyone's head is to be champions. God blessedly, if we work hard enough, we will be champions.
How was your bonding with Willis Plaza been, and how bad is it that he's not
going to play? Willis, again, as an individual, he's great, he's skilled. As a person, he's one of my favorite people on the team. But again, it's a team sport. Both of us click together, just like maybe Mehtab and, you know, whoever plays with him clicks together. You know, at the same time, it's a bond with everyone on the team. You know, it's not just two people trying to score. It's my defenders trying to protect our goal, and it's as strikers, it's our job to make sure we win. But it's the connect between 11 that play on that very day that's more important than saying that Robin and Willis click together. So I wouldn't say it's us. Again, it's the word of emphasis will be we, and the word of emphasis tomorrow will be a we. We need to win tomorrow.
But does it put any extra workload on you?
No. I think the good part about football is it's a team sport. So we all need to work hard together. You know, but that does not mean that you will find less of hard work from me. You know, it's just going to make me work harder. because again, it's a great game to play, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people watching tomorrow will be jealous, because it's a great game to play. This rivalry has been going on for the past 3 years now, and fortunately enough, I played on both sides. So I've been in a blue shirt. Now tomorrow I'll be in a red and gold shirt, or a white. So let's see what happens tomorrow.
Robin, I asked the same question to the coach also during the press conference, because you have 10 games with just one defeat.
Right.
And already we see news being written about all these games that you, East Bengal is not going to win. People within the club is saying all this.
What?
That East Bengal, what does it stand?
Win the title.
Yeah, when someone said that, secretary I think said that. So as a team, you are in great form.
Right.
And as players also, you're all in great form. So how much does it affect you when comments like this come from within the club?
I haven't heard it from the club, right? But I am also the last person who believes in rumors. And again, I come back to the team. As you said, the morale and the confidence of the team is high. You know, that's all that matters. You don't believe who talks. You believe in actions. You know, I can turn around and say right now we are champions, but do I have the title? I don't. You know, so we have 10 games to go. And I think it's only fair to say we will speak when we have the cup, or we will speak when we don't have the cup. So whereas winning championships is concerned, yes, I'd love to be a champion every day. But it's not every day that you become champions. But you need to work to be champions. So as a team, we will be working for champions. But for that, tomorrow's game is important. Because we need to win each game, as you said. You know, you just can't say, I want to be champions and lose all your games. Winning makes you champions. And as a personal target, professional target, team target, we want to work hard to be champions.
So you've been at the top of the table, but the last three games, you have like two draws and one defeat, so 7 points gone.
Right.
Do you think a bit better performance there could have actually had a commanding lead going into?
Command, again, you know, once you get to the top, staying there is difficult. Staying there is very difficult. You need to work harder. Yes, we haven't had the best of results, but does that mean we want to stop working hard? No. I think that's just like a motivation factor to work harder, because we know we can do it. We went six games on the trot, winning. Yeah. So I think we've done it, and I don't think we need to doubt ourselves to begin with. We just need to keep working, and it won't be long. And again, there are always ups and downs, but that's where down is where you dig deeper from within and work harder. And the boys, I can speak for the boys right now, we all want to win. You know, we all want to work harder just for the team. And God blessedly, on the day, the result will be ours.
So if you look at this season as a whole, other than East Bengal, as you said, six wins and a trot, most teams haven't been able to have a consistent run. And there has been results all over the place. VFC losing, Aizawl is doing very well. So what is about this league that it's so unpredictable?
Well, I think it's the talent in this league. You know, going back to past interviews, you know, when there have been interviews, whereas the comparison of the ISL to the I League is concerned, and I've always maintained my stand saying, you know, there is talent in this league as well. So I think it just shows that I wasn't wrong. The talent that you have in this league is also the same in the ISL as well. But it's again, you need to work hard to show talent. Talent does not do anything if you don't work hard. And that just shows the boys in this league have immense talent, and everybody in this is hungry to win. You know, teams like Aizawl want to win. You know, that they're fighting. We know that was our previous game. Those boys come out fighting. You know, so it just makes us enjoy our game, because there's obviously a battle. As a footballer, you love to battle it out against the opposition, and the league's so tight and so close together. It's fun. Like, I enjoy the battle. You know, that's the only positive way to take criticism, as you say. You know, you enjoy your opposition, but you make sure you get the better of them.
So you enjoy the physicality of the
team? I love being physical. You know, people say that I am a fighter more than a footballer. I'll take that any day. You know, I'd never back down from a fight. We as a team will never back down from a fight. You know, when you bring up the Mehtaab in this incident, both the teams came up. You know, it wasn't just Sunil and Mehtaab going for it. Half the Bangalore team came up, half the East Bengal team came up. But you know, that's where you have to be controlled, whereas your temperament is concerned, and use your anger in positive ways. And whereas, you know, coming to me is concerned, I've never used my anger in a bad sense. I've never gone out to hit someone with an agenda. I play physical football because everybody has a forte. God blessedly, I'm a big boy. I will prove you wrong. You know, I will fight you. So the boys as well, everybody wants to go out there and fight.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the goal that you scored against KFC. So, would you actually had the result but let somebody else score the goal?
I'm a striker. My job is to score. Why would I give someone else a goal? I'm a striker. I mean, it was a great clearance by my teammate called Ivan. You know, it takes just a second for someone to make a mistake. Unfortunately, it was John who made a mistake. And I was at the right place at the right time. You know, that's what strikers do. You get at the right place at the right time. And if you're lucky enough and you have, you know, whatever you want to call it, on your side, you score. And I scored.
So how did you feel after?
How did I feel? I was happy that I scored. And I'd be this happiness would be the same against Mohun Bagan, for that matter. It's, as I said, for me, it's scoring a goal. And for me, East Bengal giving 3 points is what is more important. Because I play for the passion of the sport. And I play because this is what makes me Robin Singh. I'm a striker. My job was to score. I scored. That's it. Happiness? Yes. Was it happiness because of BFC? No. I'd be the same happy to score against Mohun Bagan, even for that matter. You know, I hope I keep scoring next. You know, I want to score as much as I can. But me scoring is not as important as East Bengal getting the 3 points.
Just following up, after Rajput's side was known for its defensive compactness, were you surprised by how easy it was to get behind the defensive line?
There is a difference between the easiness and there is a difference between a mistake. Johnson's one of the best defenders in the league. We have to agree to that. Right. At the same time, everyone makes mistakes. If I missed, that was my mistake. Right. So his mistake in the 86th or the 87th minute is what was my chance to convert a goal. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to be more focused now. But that just means I need to work harder to score.
Robin, you were part of one of the greatest stories in Indian football when
right.
a new team came and became champions. So now that you are in another title race, so can you explain the difference between the two title race of BFC and this one?
Okay, this was asked me before as well in Calcutta, saying that you've been on both sides, you won a championship with East Bengal, the Bangalore. Will you lead the team to another title? I said, you win titles when you work hard. And I say that again. Teams are built on hard work. You work hard, you win games. You work hard, you win titles. Every game you win will lead you closer to a title. So we as boys just want to go step by step and keep winning. And whereas, you know, one of the greatest stories of Indian football is concerned where BFC was BFC when it first came in, it's still the same. There is a sense of respect that goes along with that name. You know, we can't take anything else. We can't take it back from them. It's gone down in history, you know, if you want to say that as such. First team coming in first year and winning the league. I think I was honored and proud enough to be a part of BFC. But then again, that's past. The present is Bangalore's in the title race. Oh, sorry, East Bengal's in the title race. But again, repeating myself, we need to work hard as a team to win. That's the only game. You work hard, if everything goes our way, we might win. That's all. And we just need to keep working hard, keep our heads down, dig deep and keep winning.
This phase that you went through with the injury, it all started after scoring a goal in Safka. And now, looking ahead, we have the Cambodia friendly and also the Asian Cup qualifiers. How difficult will it be for you to get back into the playing 11? And what can you actually say about playing for the national team?
Whereas playing for the national team is concerned, we will have to wait. Like, we will have to wait to see whether I get called up for the team again or not. But again, you know, as I said, I'm proud to play for my country. I was proud to score. You said I got injured scoring. I'd do that every day. If I have to score for my country to win, and I get injured, I'll put my head on the line every single day. That's what my country means to me. Whereas me coming back to the team, I'll leave that decision to the higher parties, whether it's the coaching staff or the technical teams concerned. When they call me, I promise you there will be no less hard work from me that you have seen in the past. Any team that I play for, I play to win, and I play for the hunger and the desire to make sure my team wins.
So half the season's over now. So
how have personally can you say how it's been so far for you, and going forward what are you looking for?
I've played 6 games as of now, almost 7 games. I scored in 2. I've worked hard in the rest, and personal targets, again, personally I just want to play great football, get in the right places, score as much as I can, and that's my target, you know, it's just reach back and go higher to where I left off at, which is, I think, the last game before I take it to Sri Lanka. I left off scoring 2 goals. You know, that'll be the aim again. You know, get back to that form and score as much more as I can for whichever team I play next. You know, for the moment, my focus is East Bengal, and that'll be it. For the moment, I don't want to do anything else except play East Bengal. The Indian team calls, I'd love to go there. But again, technical stuff, not my call.
Talking a little more about the national team and the Asian Cup qualifiers, how important is it for India to be a part of the competition in UAE in 2019?
It's important, you know, to improve, you have to challenge yourself. And to be fair and honest to everyone, UAE is coming as a strong team. You know, any team from all the Arab countries at the moment are coming strong, not to take anything away from China and all of these places as well, but you need to challenge yourself. You need to learn from your mistakes. And the higher opposition you play, it's good. But step by step, 2019 is 2 years away. We need to focus on 2017. 2018 will come and so will 2019. Let's focus on whatever the Indian team has plans of now. As I'm not there, I would not be able to tell you or say much on them. But I'm sure the staff over there is amazingly focused, and I'm sure they all want to get there to 2019.
And how do you see India's chances of qualifying for the Asian Cup, given the group that we are in for the qualifiers?
It's a hard group, but it's also possible, because we need to qualify. As India, we need to go, and we just need to put ourselves to the task, focus again. You know, word of focus is being to dig deep, and we just need to dig deep, fight. Fight as much as we can, and on our day, you know, we'll beat anyone and everyone.
And lighter side, you came in touch with some of the VFC boys?
Yeah, I was asked for a coffee yesterday. I said, no, I don't know what they're in their coffee. No. Yes, I've spoken to them. They all know I'm here. On the lighter side, I was happy to sit back on my seat on the Bangalore bus, because that's what picked us up from the airport. I'm looking forward to playing them. I'm looking forward to the Bangalore West Block Blues. Looking forward to everything about Bangalore. I miss it. I'm talking to you right now. I have goosebumps, man. I'm not joking. I miss Bangalore. As a city, I do. I've been on a walk last night just by myself, just because I wanted to see the city. I missed it. Shit.
Somebody
No one. I've had people come up to me, speak to me, yes, on the roads, but... You know, that's football. That's Bangalore for you. Everyone loves to be associated with the team. It was good. You know, it's still heavy to say I left Bangalore. That's hurt. I didn't want to leave Bangalore as a city. I love the city. I want to come back just to the city, just by myself. I think it's what I do best. I love just being by myself in places that I love. Bangalore being one of them, I'm happy. Whereas if the BSU boys want to come out for me for a walk, probably after the 96th minute, we'll go for a walk. That's all I can say. But for now, no. It's just me by myself, taking in the city, soaking up the city, reminiscing old times, if you want to call it. Yeah.
Well, that was Robin Singh. Sandeep, enjoyed talking to him, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to Robin. We've had conversations before, especially during his time in Bangalore. Always a nice interview, always someone who speaks very eloquently, like I said earlier, so...
And probably also from heart.
Yeah, maybe also from the heart, yeah, so, you know, you can have... he's not very guarded with the media, he's very chilled out, he's very open to conversations and stuff like that, so... It makes much more sense for us also to talk to him, because...
It makes our job pretty easy.
Yeah, it makes our job quite easy in that manner.
Yeah, well, we hope that you like this interview, and... Like always, we'll get you the latest episode of Injury Time next week, and going forward, we will have more extra episodes coming up.
Yes, sir. We have a few extra episodes and interviews planned. We are just sorting out some logistics of that matter. Once we figure that out, we guess we can bring in more player interviews. And
definitely, definitely. So before we wrap up this, I just want to remind you, like always, we have moved on from SoundCloud and we are on Audioboom now, a different podcast platform. So you can catch all the action live from About Injury Time on Audioboom. Apart from that, we are also on iTunes, Stitcher and TuneIn. So catch us there, and until we get to the next episode, have a great week and enjoy the game.